You are listening to Embodied People, a podcast co-hosted by Sarah Donahue and myself, Colleen Wall. We are both somatic movement educators and dance professors. We are also faculty at Integrated Movement Studies. In this podcast, we explore all things embodied. We explore anatomy, we explore meaning, metaphor, and how we make sense of out of our lives through our bodies. We also talk about developmental motor patterning, how it affects our psychological and emotional and psychic states as adults. And we really love to offer you movement practices and meditations that deepen your experience of your body so that your body is a generative place for you in your life. That is, it helps guide you towards and supports you in living the life that is most fulfilling for you. This podcast is sponsored by Integrated Movement Studies, and that is a certification program in the Laban-Bartynieff Movement Studies system. And if you'd like more information on Integrated Movement Studies and what the Laban-Bartynieff system is, beyond what we offer in this podcast, you can check out our website, imsmovement.com. Hi, Colleen here to record another mini episode. And this mini episode is meant to bring together some of what we've been talking about over the last few episodes. And it also sets the seeds for one that Sarah and I will be recording in a couple of weeks. And so about phrasing, this one that we're working on is about phrasing and how we might initiate a phrase, like new beginnings, how we might bring some phrases in our lives to a close, and how connecting to our moving bodies can support us in moving through the phrases in our lives. And so for today's episode, it's a meditation on connecting into the three-dimensional, fleshy material of your body as a way to connect to the choices that you have in your life, and then consider the many possibilities or the choices that you have as you move into something, whatever that thing is. Maybe it's a goal you have for yourself or a wish you have for yourself, or it's something that you don't have a choice over, but this is where you need to go. This is what life, the energies and processes of your life right now are saying, this is where you go. So as we begin, connect in to the material of your being, the body. And the body is at the intersection of presence and the now. The body, while we can think about a future or a past, we can organize our analytical processes, we can attend to our environment, whatever it is that our lives are calling us to do, the body is the center of this moment. And so your body is three-dimensional. I know we say that, but let's bring your attention into that more actively. So notice your body here at the center of now in its full presence. And that's an act of confirming the ground of your being. And notice in this idea of three-dimensionality that your body has a top and a bottom, a side and another side, a front and a back. And notice the bottom, the way, way, way down there of wherever you are in space, wherever this place is for you now. Notice the bottom of your body connecting in to the support way down there. And then notice that your body has a top, like a top of your head or a top surface way up there. And that between the bottom and the top is a lot of material of you. Your body has a left side and a right side. Notice those rounded surfaces that go all the way from the top to the bottom of a whole right side and a whole left side. And also notice now that your body has a front surface, the front of your toes to the front of your nose to the top front of your forehead. And the body has a back surface. And of course, our body is not a cube like this top, bottom, side, side, front, back might suggest. It's this rounded, constantly shifting topography. And as you notice the rounded, constantly shifting topography, you may notice that like the toes and the nose extend pretty far forward. There's some of the frontmost surfaces. And then that there's a back with maybe the tush butt area is the backmost surfaces and the rounded top. But then you also have top of your shoulders that are rounded and top of the feet that are rounded, top of your knees. And the bottom has these valleys, like the valley of your armpits and the crest of the arches and the bottom of your nose. So there's a lot of nuance to this three-dimensional shape or this three-dimensional surfaces created by the skin of your body. And this is the edge, the outermost edge of the body, but there's also a very rich three-dimensional inner. And so you may notice that you have inside of this, there's a liver and there's a heart and there's lungs and a brain and the bones of the feet. And all of these parts of the body inside also have their own three-dimensional life. And then we have these tubes, things like veins and nerves and just series of tube after tube after tube within our body that allow for the interconnected network of things communicating inside of us. And all this internal three-dimensionality also has a life or a wisdom. And so as we've referenced in some of our earlier podcasts, the heart. So take your right hand, make a soft, loose fist and bring it onto your sternum right in the middle and then slide it slightly left, not very far. So sternum is breastbone. You can soften your knuckles right in the middle of your breastbone or sternum and then slide it over the hump to the left. And that is about where your heart is. And soften the hand so you don't have a hard heart, but as you're connecting your hand to your heart, you have a soft, receptive heart. You can notice here that the heart has a top and a bottom, and a side, and a back and a front. And the heart is like an info-energetic pattern of life. It is also an anatomical, functional part of our bodies. It also has a lot of metaphorical connections. A couple years ago, I got a blue heart tattooed on the back of my body about where my heart is, so as to remind me to trust the depths and wisdom of my heart, that there's knowing in the deep depths of my heart to connect to. So you might settle into the deep back three-dimensionality of your heart. Notice what happens. Notice what you feel as you do that. What kind of knowing is present here? You might also move now down towards the bottom, the settling into the root of the heart. Notice the side-sideness now of your heart. What's it like to spread into the heart's width? What about the top of your heart? If your heart is full and you've moved to the top of it, what's it like up there? Then move to the front of the heart. Notice how the front and back of the heart can communicate, that they are connected. And notice what it feels like to feel a connection between the deep back depths of the heart and the, for me, what feels like an eager, excited, ambitious front of the heart. And then let's also take this idea down to the feet. Those feet are yours. You stand on them. When you stand on them, they connect what's above your feet, the rest of your body, into the ground, into the earth. Notice that the feet themselves have a front, the top fronts of the toes, and the back of the heels. That you can slide your weight forward on your feet, and you might feel the pressure move towards the balls and toes of your feet. And then you might notice above that, the back surfaces of your body engage. And you can slide your body backwards, so more pressure weight moves to the back of the heels. You might feel the thighs or the shoulders engage in the front of your body. You can also slide your weight slightly to the left edges or to the right edges, kind of back and forth, wiggling them, creating space between all the bones like rocks in your feet. You can also notice that your feet have a top. And I feel the top of my feet, actually notice their width more, their side-sideness. Then your feet have a bottom. The bottom that bridges into the ground. And these feet allow you not just to stand on them and connect, though they do that. They also move you. They move you into and through the world. And so your feet allow you to shift from one leg to the other. Shift your weight. Like you get your weight from one side to the other. Shifting is an act of changing perception. Shifting from one leg to the other leg. They also allow you to move forward. They take you somewhere new. They take you forward into space. And they take you backwards. They also let you get higher, like rise up. And they also let you sink down into the ground. And when we think about having goals, like probably in the new year, there might be some things, whether you're consciously like setting goals and intentions or just thinking about what this next phases of your life have. There may be some things that you want for yourself. And so you're here in the present moment as we began. You're in the now. And there are things that you hope for in your future. And so part of connecting into our body as a guide for our generative lives is having choices around how we get from this present moment, how we navigate moving into what's next or what we want. And if the in that three-dimensionality, we're like, I'm here and this is the path, it's the way I get to this next place, then that's not necessarily a lot of choices. You might get there, but there's not necessarily a broad range of making choices, like sort of having multiple ways to engage in the process. And so one thing with connecting into the three-dimensionality of the body that then moves us out into this vast three-dimensional environment and space and lives in which we live is that as I have hopes and goals and intentions for myself, that I can engage with them in a lot of different choices. I have a lot of different choices about how I engage with them. It's not just me here to there, but that I might actually move back and spread and widen and then go slightly shift left and forward as I move into this desire. Or I may actually retreat totally left and back and find that, oh, here's this thing, it's been here all along. And so as you connect into the material 3D of your body as a way to move into and become what it is that you want, notice how you have choices in your movement from the deep inside depths of you that can guide you towards or show you what's already there and guide you into living it out and experiencing that which you wish for next. So it's with that I close this mini episode. And we'll be back soon from Embodied People. I think the last thing to say is that, you know, whatever you think about having a spirit or a soul, there's this energetic life, and then there's this three-dimensional body that's having a really human experience. And sometimes one of the things that I think about what we're doing here is giving you access to the resource of your body, giving you new access and new choices about how you work with the body as a resource for being with and living out the most dynamic version of a human experience you can have. So, more from us soon. Bye.